All right, good morning. We are on Hilchos Kriyas Sefer Torah, Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, Seif Gimel. All right, this is a little bit uncommon, but here we go. Im Dileg Pasuk Echad V'lo Kara'o. You were learning the parsha for the morning, for Shabbos, during the week, whatever, and you left out an entire pasuk. Now, it's the same if you left out one word or one pasuk, no difference. Unlikely, because usually people catch you. And then if you never knew about it, I don't know how you're going to realize about it later, but this is the case. Im hu b'mencha b'shabbos, o b'sheniu b'chamishi. So if it's during the week, whenever you, or Shabbos afternoon, and you just read normally 3 aliyot, 10 psukim, v'kara asara psukim b'lo pasuk ha-medulad. And so you read the 10 or 9 psukim, we're going to see in Seif Dalet. So you read the absolute minimum of 9 or 10 psukim, and one full pasuk got left out, or one word. So then eino chozer. V'im lav chozer. So it depends. As long as you read the minimum psukim, but you missed one, in other words, you read at least 9 or 10 psukim besides the one that you missed, so then you don't have to repeat. Why? Because the thing is, we need to make sure there's 3 aliyot. We need to make sure every aliyah has 3 psukim. And we need to make sure that the week, by the time the week goes by, the shaliyah, the tzibur, read the entire parsha and nothing got missed. But during the week, we know when Shabbos comes, you're going to read the whole thing again. So, it's not a problem. However, about the Shabbat, what happens on Shabbos? Afilu, right, this is your one chance to chop because the next week it's going to be a different parsha. So then, afilu dileg pasuk echad, if you miss one pasuk, chozer v'kore, you have to go back and read it. V'afilu achar shechzir ta Torah, even you already finished leading, you're done, you return it to the arm. V'amar kadish, and you already said kadish, it's over. Chozer v'kore hu ushanayim imo. So, you still have to go back and read another aliyah. Now, once you're reading an aliyah, the minimum psukim for an aliyah is 3. So that's what it means. You have to read that pasuk you missed, plus 2 more psukim. Obviously, if you missed 3 psukim, you only have to repeat those 3 psukim. Okay, Ushnai Mimo is going on the psukim. Vafilo hiftir vitpalo musaf, chozer v'kore. Even if you already finished davening, you have to go back and you have to read. Obviously, you don't have to repeat musaf or the haftarah. You only have to repeat those psukim, the leinin. You don't have to repeat the whole musaf and haftarah.
Only one aliyah.
Exactly. Only one aliyah. Now, there's a little bit of a question mark. We're not going to get into so many details. I mean, there aren't so many details, but different ways. What do you do when you realize it and you still have another aliyah in front of you? You have the maftar in front of you. You have chamishi, shvi. So probably what just happens is the pashtut, different minyanim might do differently, but the next aliyah just goes back to where it was missed and you just read. So you don't have to make extra aliyot if you're still in the middle of leinin. And then you continue kaseder, right? We don't read that. Okay. Tov.
And you realize it was in Rishon and you're already in Shvi'i?
You have to go back.
Go all the way back? You just read that separately?
I believe you have to go back from where you were and read Keseder. I don't double check. I'm pretty sure you have to go in order. Not positive. Okay. Good question. Parshat Hamoadim. Okay, so now what about Yom Tov? You're reading the for the holidays. Kamo mencha b'Shabbos b'Sheni v'Chamishi l'fish kavar kora parshel b'Shabbat shalehen. So as the same din, you'd never have to go back from missing a pasuk because you're going to make it up. Because at least once a year you're going to hear every pasuk. Not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah points out for a maftir, it is a since that's for the Chovat Hayom, so then if you miss the essence of the Kriya, then you do go Chozer. And he even says, even if you mix up the days, like it's the same laning, but the day is different. Like we have that by Sukkot. So each korban is different, but you mess up on the day. He says that already is considered a big enough of a mistake, and you have to go back. Okay, Dalet. Im kara echad shnei psukim. If a person only read two psukim, did not read three. This Aliyah, the guy who went up, he only read two. Sarich lachzor velikrot. So his Aliyah didn't count, and he has to read all over again with the bracha three psukim. I mean, they could pass it on to the next guy, but generally speaking, the same guy lachatchila should redo it. V'im lo karu ben shloshtan ela tisha psukim. Now shloshah lekol echad. What happened? You got three aliyot, and each guy only read three. That equals nine. So then, inam tzrichim lachzor likrot. If that's what happened, b'diavad, you don't have to go back because nine is good enough. Biralacha points out the din by maftir. It's the same thing. Maftir is an aliyah, and therefore, if you only read two psukim by maftir, it's the same thing. He has to repeat it. Okay. Urayala devar parshat amalek. The Shulchan Aruch continues. The raya is. We know by Parshat Amalek, there's only nine psukim, and we know that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael, is that nine psukim is enough. So you see that when it's necessary, b'diavad, nine works. Avaim karo pachot mitishai, but if you didn't even read nine, tzrichim lachzor v'likrot, then you're not yotzei, and you have to go back. Right, now, the Mishnah Berurah just points out that once you started, let's say you read two psukim, you finished, you decided you're done, and then you realize, wait, you only read two psukim, and you have to read one more. So as long as you didn't say the end bracha, at the end, asher natan, lanu, so then you just read that third pasuk, and then you can say the bracha afterwards. You don't have to start all over from the beginning. Okay. Right. But once you finish that bracha achrona and you realize that you only said two psukim, then you have to start all over again with the bracha before and after for the three psukim. Hey, im kara parsha para upasak mi vilagera gar betocham. Right, so there's a special takana, might be deraisa, derabanan, parshas para, to read this full parsha and the complete parsha. So so here it's ma'akev, because they made a special din to do it now. And then, so then if you miss the main part, you end early, and you end early and you leave out the main part, so then, even if galal sefer Torah, you put away the sefer Torah. So then, chozer, upoteach, umatchil me'irosh ha'parsha ad titma da'arav. You know, you have to start back from the beginning. It's just like if you read two psukim, and you finish, it's as if you read nothing. So too, by Parshat Para, if you only read half of it, and you left out the other half, that's also in part of the whole Tahara process, then it's as if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, the right or the Rabbanan, and therefore you have to start all over again from the very beginning, because it has to be read as one unit. U'mevarech lefanea u'liachareya, and you have to repeat the brachot as well. Okay. Vav. No, I'm seeing him. Yeah. Hakorei b'Torah Rishon. V'kara Hasheni Mashakara Harishon. So now, the first guy, it's in order, Lav Davka Kohen Rishon, but one guy reads an Aliyah, let's say three psukim to make it easy. V'kara Hasheni Mashakara Harishon. And now the guy after him, that's what it means, Sheni. The guy after him repeats the exact same psukim. So, im hosif al shemak shakara harishon shlosha psukim. If the second guy adds a new three psukim, right? He didn't just read those three, he read six, he read three more. So then, oh, afilu shnayim v'makom delo efshar. Or even two psukim when it's a place where you can't read three. Like, it's a new inyan and it's not appropriate, it's a new parsha, whatever, but there are times when two might be enough. So then, the second guy who read it afterwards, he added to it a sufficient amount. So then, oto sheni, that's the second guy, the latter guy, ola mina minyan. Not only is that okay, but it counts as one of the seven aliyot. Right? V'im lav eino ola min aminyan. But if you didn't read anything new, you just repeated what the guy before you read, then it doesn't count for the minyan shiva, and you still need to make sure you have seven aliyot. Not the seven can't be a complete. None of the seven can be a complete repeat of the previous guy. So chutz mi pareyachad mishum dola efshar. Obviously, there's always an exception because of pareyachad. That's exactly what the takana of Chazal is, that we read exactly the same portion four times on Chol HaMoed. So,
if somebody's doing corrective readings, right?
Some doing corrective
reading. If you're doing corrective reading, you went up and called up to the Torah for whatever reason. You had two psukim.
If you needed to have an aliyah and you only read two psukim,
or they missed a word, you're going to do a reading.
Right, so any aliyah that doesn't have three psukim is not an aliyah. It counts for zero. So
I hear. But I'm saying, somebody missed the line. Let's say they did four psukim, but they missed one, right?
Right.
They go back to do a correction. We're going to reread.
Yes.
You make brachas again.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I thought we said so. That's fine. So if a person has to make a new aliyah, even if it's just for the purpose of correcting a missed pasuk, so that person is chorei v'chorei with a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. Exactly. Now, we said, but the first guy, right, so just to point out over here, this comes up again really later, repeating the same psukim again and again. So we're gonna learn that the minhag of Ashkenaz is they never like to repeat the same psukim again and again. So if they want to make extra aliyot, what do? They break it up, they just split up the aliyot differently. So this case of repeating, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is only bidyevet. However, according to the Shulchan Aruch, he has no problem whatsoever with repeating the same aliyot 100 times. If you want to make 100 extra aliyot Shabbos morning, you have lots of simchas in the shul, you have to have the same 100 people repeat the same three psukim 100 times. Not a problem. And that is the minhag by many Sephardic shuls. However, the Chidar of Avad Yosef and many write, lechatchila, even for Sephardim, it's ideal to break it up like the Ashkenazim.
Do you see that in the
Mechaber? It's alluded to here, but it's Beferush when you look it up. I think it's Resh Pei Bet, but double check over there. It's Beferush there, and here it's Mashma that way. But anyways, that's what it is. Okay. Let's continue. Yep. Kuf Lamed Chet Aleph. Hakuri b'Torah lo yeshayer b'parasha pachot mishlosha psukim. Okay, famous halacha. Whenever a person is leaning, when you use a standard chumash, you generally don't have a problem if it's already been done correctly. But if you're going to start wanting to add aliyot and break it up, so one has to pay attention. We never want to end an aliyah with one or two psukim before the parsha is over. Within three psukim of the end of the parsha. Now, a parsha or a stuma, we're talking about a ptucha or a stuma. We're not talking about parsha sashavua. We're talking about a paragraph in the Torah that has breaks. Right? We already learned about a stuma and a ptucha, two different types of breaks. But basically, you're going to see a break in the middle of the line or the rest of the line. And then you start new. So that's a halacha k'nu parsha. That's the real definition of a parsha. Technical. Okay, so why? Why is this? Mipnei hayotzim, we're afraid of people who are going to be leaving early, and they're going to see there's only two psukim left. And they might think that the next aliyah is only going to read two psukim. So they might learn that there's only two psukim to an aliyah, and that's enough. Again, it might be hard for us to understand, but the way we live with our printed chumashim, it's obviously, I don't think they would have made this takana nowadays. But anyways, this is the reason. There's a separate reason as well, some mention. Oh no, we'll save that for later.
People obviously also knew Torah Baal Peh.
Right, people also used to know Torah Baal Peh and didn't have chumashim, or they had, anyways. or anyways, and they had klafim with all the tukot and sumot in front of them if they had one. If ne'ayotzim azim the kinesis shiomra ola achrav lo yekra ela shnei psukim and isharim, as one might think you might only read two psukim. V'chein lo yatchil ba'apachol mishlash psukim. If ne'anichnasim azim the kinesis shiomru shelo kara harishon ela shnei psukim. So too, one should not start within three psukim, which means one or two psukim, from the parsha. Mipnei, because someone who comes late might think that the one who read before him, as he came late, read only two psukim before. All right. So let's read the Haggah. V'ein chiluk bein parsha petucha l'stuma. It makes no difference if what kind of a new parsha it is. Either way, we have the same halacha. Parsha she'ena rak shnei psukim. Now, there are sometimes you see in the Torah there's a parsha of only two psukim. Mutar l'shayer b'tchila u'lahafsik sham. So then, it's not a problem, because in such a case, these people who come late and early are not going to make this mistake. So mitzias in those days they were not choshesh for someone to make a mistake in these cases. Some write l'chadchila it's better not to if you have a choice anyway. Okay. V'chavein shiyatchil tamil likro b'davar tov v'sayem b'davar tov. And l'chadchila, the Rama says, you should always, whenever you start an aliyah or end an aliyah, it should always be on a good note and not a bad or sad story. Now, if it's tochacha, to do teshuvah, that's mutter. That's not what we're talking about. It's only a bad story that occurred. There is a debate what to do if a person actually did make a mistake. He ended, let's say, two psukim early, from the end of one or two psukim before the parsha, and he ended and he finished. So, but the avid, you don't make him repeat. He's done. Now, the next guy who gets up, what should he do? So, the Magen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah say we're not worried about people leaving in the middle of an aliyah. We're only worried about people leaving between aliyot. Because technically you're not supposed to leave in the middle while the Sefer Torah is open. And they're very much against repeating psukim. So therefore they say better to just start reading one or two psukim before the parsha, and then just continuing, and make sure you continue in the next parsha, at least three psukim. But Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Ad Yosef, if they say no, it's better to go back and read. It's mentioned in the Rishonim already, and to go back and repeat three psukim before the end of the parsha. So reread one or two psukim before, and this way you're totally clear of the gzera of worrying about people coming late and leaving early. Okay. Alright, let's do Kuf Lamed Tet. B'makom shenagu sheha'ola atzmo kore b'kol ram. In a place where there's a custom that everyone who gets up called for an aliyah is the one who actually reads it himself, not like commonly practiced. So in those shuls, im lo sider tchila parsha pa'mayim v'shalosh, if you don't at least read the parsha 2-3 times before with the te'amim beino levein atzmo, right, the day before or in the morning of, at least lo yale, then he should not get up. He shouldn't lean. He's not allowed to lean. But obviously, if there's a chazan, a bal kore, he himself needs to always prepare ahead of time. Bet. Mi she'en yodea likrot. Tzarech limchot biyado shelo yale lesefer Torah. If a guy cannot read, he should not get up to get an aliyah. You have to tell him that. V'im tzarechim hazeh she'en yodea likrot. What if you need this guy? I don't know, you need it. The Shulchan Aruch is going to say, let's say, Fihishu Kohen or Levi, Ve'ein Sham Acher Zulato. You need, he's the only Kohen or Levi in the room, and you need him. And in some shows, it might be an issue of finances. You need him. What are you going to do? So, Im Kishi Yikra Lo Shaliach Tzibor Mila Be Mila, Yodea Le Omra Ve Likrota Min HaKtav, Yachol La'alot. So there's a solution. If you can have, so it'll take a little while, but you have the Shaliach Tzibor, in other words, one of the Gabayim, somebody, stand next to him and read for him every word for word, and he'll repeat it right after you. Then that's all right. But he has to repeat it, not Baal Peh. He can't just be listening to you. He has to actually be able to look when he repeats it right after you, he has to be looking at it word for word in the Ketav of the Sefer Torah. Anybody. The Shalit Tzibur is anybody. Right. So the anybody who's reading from a Chumash can do this for him. Lav Dafka Shalit Tzibur. V'im Lav, but if the guy can't even read it, Lo Yale. Nothing you can do. You cannot get an Aliyah. Okay. That is the... Okay. That's not exactly how it works for us. We'll get to that later. Okay. Afilu Gimel. Afilu Rosh HaKnesset. O Chazan, lo yikra at yomru lo krav. No, out of kavod, another person should not just get up and read, even if he's a Rosh Knesset or a Chazan. They should ask him to get up. V'nagu sheshaliach tzibur kasherotze mevarech v'korei b'li netilat reshut. But the custom is he doesn't get called up every single time. Mishum dehave ki ilu misha sheminu l'shaliach tzibur yeshu akach. But when they appointed him or hired him, then it was on dust that he's supposed to go up every single week, so then it's as if they call him up every single week, and it's not a problem. Haga, u'memindinot elo eino agimke. Nowadays, this is not the custom. Ve'ein ha'chazan ole ha'rakesh ha'sagan omer lo la'alot, that the chazan calls him up every time to go up. Aval, ein korin lo bishmo kamo shar olim shekorin tam bishmam ploni bar ploni. They don't have to call him up with this special name, a whole ya'amot. Okay, mi she'aviv mumar la'avodat kol chavim. Now, what happens if a person, his father, is a mumar to avodah zara? So then we don't want to mention the father's name. So what happens? Korin oto b'shem avi aviv. We mention him by his grandfather. Aval lo b'shmo levad. You don't mention only his first name. You still have to mention a name afterwards, because everyone's going to notice. Because if you only call up his first name and not Ben somebody, everyone's going to notice and it's going to be a busha for him. Now this is only in a case where he was never called up with his father's name before. But what happens if he's an older person? In other words, it doesn't have to be old, just he's been around. And he's been called up before with his father's name. And then later on in his life, and later his father became a mumar. So then we stick to what we usually did. We don't change, we stick with his father's name. Why? Because it'll be a big switch, people will notice, and that'll be a big busha for him. Also, we also don't want to make him angry. So we're still also a little bit afraid of that as well. We don't want the Eva to come from the Mumar. So he points out in the Mishnah Berurah, but if he goes to another city and no one knows him, you know, he's a visitor, so then he should give, when he mentions his name to get called up for an Aliyah, he should mention his grandfather's name instead.
Sure, grandfather, right?
I think the paternal, the father's father, Avi Aviv. That's what we said before. Okay. However, we'll see your case in a moment. V'asufi l'shituki korein oto b'shem Avi Imo. But if, let's say, we know who the mother is, but basically it's a case where we know who the mother is, we don't know who the father is. So therefore, you mention him b'shem is maternal grandfather. Exactly. V'yimeni yadua, but if you don't know, korin oto b'shem Avram kamolager. But if you don't even know who either one of the parents are, so then you just call him as if the same way we deal with a convert, you call him b'shem Avraham. So his name, Ben Avraham. And some say we should always do that. Different opinions. That's mentioned b'shem the Taz and Chayadam. So it depends on your minhag. Okay. Shulchan Aruch continues. Suma eina kore l'fisha asur likrot filo ot achat shelo min haktav. We can't call up a blind person to read because it's asur to have kriya satara if you can't read it from the ktav. It can't be baal peh, it has to be min haktav, and he can't see the ktav, unfortunately. The maharil ktav da'akshav kore suma. Nowadays, a suma is koring. K'mashanu makrim b'Torah la'am ha'aretz. So that's a question. What?
He's not reading.
He's not reading.
Right, because he's not reading.
Because nowadays, the one who gets an aliyah doesn't read.
Right, he's saying, well, generally, he's saying the brachas that he can do for
just like everybody else.
He's just not reading from the Torah. The Baal Kore is reading.
Exactly, because the Baal Kore is reading for him. Clear. So in other words, we're all being Yotzei, really, through the Baal Kore. Because he's the one who's actually reading, and we're all being Yotzei through him. So, okay. Okay, and I believe this is the minhag that we're make for Asuma. We let him get an aliyah and read the brachas. Dalet. Kol hakorin mevarchin lefanea uleacharea. Every aliyah, each individual aliyah needs to get a bracha before and after. Right? The original minhag a couple thousand years ago was that there'd be one bracha before and only one bracha afterwards the whole morning. The Rishon would say a bracha, only before. None of the Aliyot in the middle would say a bracha, and only the last guy would say a bracha at the end. Okay? Two reasons for that. So that later on, Chazal made a takana, also Mishum Nichnasin and Mishum Ayotzin. So what was the reason here? That's what the Gemara says. Two perushim on the Gemara. One is because somebody might come late or somebody might come early and think that there is no before or there is no after bracha. Okay, again, I don't understand these chashashas so well. Let's wait till the next week and you'll see. But maybe this guy consistently came late or consistently came early. Anyways, there was obviously some kind of a chashash in those days. And that was the takana. Another pshat is because then they might miss the bracha. It could be they're going to show up late. Or they're going to end up or leave early, and they're going to get one of the middle aliyot. So they're going to just get called up, and they're going to end up reading the psukim without hearing the bracha. And we don't want a person to read without having a bracha. And technically, in those days, a person should say a bracha if he came late and didn't hear it. He himself should say. But maybe he won't know that he should say. Maybe he'll be embarrassed. But anyway, the point is, for people coming late, or early, and they'll miss out on the bracha. So therefore, they made a takana nowadays, and that's what we do. Every single aliyah gets his own bracha. Upoteach a sefer, you open up the sefer, kodem shi'evarech, before you say the bracha, the halacha is, viro'eh ha-pasuk she'tzarik la'tchil bo. You look at the pasuk that you're about to read from, you see where the Baal Kore shows you where, points to you where to say the bracha from. V'achar kach yevarech. And then you say the bracha. You see, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a problem. You have the Sefer Torah open in front of you, and you could even be looking in the Shulchan Aruch, and you say the bracha. V'la'achar shakara. But now, when you finish, you're golel u'mevarech. Then you close up the Sefer Torah, and then you say the bracha. Because before, now there is a chashash. You have two competing factors over here. There's a chashash that somebody might think that the bracha is inside the Sefer Torah, so we don't want that. But after, but because of Tircha de Tzibura, we don't make you close the Sefer Torah and then reopen it, although some people do that, Lamaisa. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And then afterwards, since it doesn't make a difference, what order you do, it won't make a difference of any extra seconds, so therefore you close it and then you say the bracha. The minhag by many Sfarim is they cover it up. They leave it open, but they do still cover it up. The Arizal says you have to cover it up with a mitpachat, some kind of a scarf or some sort. And we'll continue tomorrow, right here, in the minhag Ashkenaz.